up in Pennsylvania. Brett, have you ever been to Las Vegas? Are you a big Las Vegas guy? I've never been.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Yeah, I've been out there. You know, I've really been wanting to go out for a March Madness opening Thursday. I hear that's a big deal, having all those games going. But no, it's a very interesting place. It's definitely unique.
I may go a lifetime without having gone there. I've just never been a big draw. I love the topics. I love the spreads, and we spend an entire hour every Friday for the last decade on it. I've just never been there. So if somebody, Brett, kidnapped me and dropped me off in Vegas, it'd be like I was in a foreign country. I wouldn't know where to go. I wouldn't know what casinos do what and what hotels to go to. I'd be lost, totally lost.
Yeah, but once you got into one of those sports books, you're right at home. I mean, all those monitors set up, and you know, all the tickers with all the spreads. It's pretty cool to be in one of those. So now I haven't been for a football Saturday though. I haven't seen it really in action. So
right.
I can't really give it the full review. I know a lot of your followers, probably take some trips out there for Saturdays a year. Yeah, it's probably just an incredible setup. I mean, I try and emulate that on my own. I get my four screens set up here, but it's obviously nowhere close to what they have out there.
Brett Ciancia, pick six previews. I know Florida State had their spring game. Clemson had theirs prior, not this past weekend. But anything that jumps out at you regarding spring football, let's say over the last week or two?
Not so much. I have a lot recorded on the DVR. But upcoming this Saturday, really excited for Ohio State. And, you know, I know that that's kind of a big brand team, and everyone's probably going to talk about them. But specifically with them this spring, I mean, you have the quarterback battle, and you have a defense that's going to go through a little bit of a scheme shift, nothing crazy. But with the coordinator change going from Jeff Hafley to Kerry Combs, you're going to see a little bit of a tweak there. And they weren't able to do as much install last year, given the short season and personnel. So this, even though it's second year with him, I think this would be really the first, you know, full season with the new scheme. So you have defense, you have, you know, who's going to take over a quarterback. There's a big race going there. And then running back, Trey Sermon leaves, and that'll be a hole too. So a lot of vacancies. Plus, I think there's going to be a pretty big crowd there. I was on, you know, you scroll around on these ticket sites, and it's mostly all for regular season games. For Ohio State spring game, I think it costs a couple hundred bucks to get in the stadium right now on the secondary market. So kind of shows you how passionate they are in Ohio.
Yeah, one of our many Buckeye listeners, Buckeye Brenda, got online. Now, I'm pretty sure she's a season ticket holder, her and her husband, but she tried to get on and couldn't get any tickets. She never even had a chance to get the spring football game tickets. Now, again, I don't know what the limitations are, but she was pretty ticked off about it.
Yeah, it kind of shows you the passion. I know historically it was only Nebraska and Ohio State were the ones that charged. And, you know, it was $5 or $10, but the fact that they charged for a spring game and were still able to get 90K in there, you know, huge fundraiser for the school. It shows the passion, you know, and then across the country, mostly they were free. But now you go from that, mostly free games or maybe a nominal $5 or $10, you know, ticket fee. Now you're talking to get in just because of the scarcity of the seats. It's probably, you know, half full or something like that. I forget what the Big Ten's rule is right now. But to get a ticket in there on the secondary markets, 100, 150, 200 bucks, and people are paying it. I mean, it shows you, you know, I go a year, 2 years without football. I mean, people were just really excited to get back in there, even for a practice.
Was just thinking, Ryan Day was on the staff, and then obviously he was an interim coach there when Urban Meyer was suspended there. And so he had a little experience. He was Urban Meyer's choice as the successor. Urban Meyer had a say in it. You can also suggest that Ryan Day, Brett, inherited a better situation than maybe any coach in recent memory with personnel and obviously a monster brand, recruiting that is outstanding. This is year three, is him as the sole head coach. What if they stumbled a little bit and went like 9-3? What would that say?
Yeah, you know, I was actually having this discussion with the other former co-founder of Pixies Previews back in the day. He's since moved on, but we were discussing this, and the name that came up, and not to, you know, this would have to take quite a different trajectory, but Larry Coker came up, talking Miami, Florida, taking over, you know, getting the keys to the Cadillac, if you will, at Miami back in, I think it was 2000 he took over. You know, inherited a perfect roster, perfect program that was really built by Butch Davis after their sanctions there. And, you know, rode that team to a national title in 01, undefeated again in 02, but lost in that controversial overtime game in Ohio State. But really, once that initial roster started burning off and going pro, you started to see the cracks in the armor there, and then they started to falter. So now, I'm not trying to call that about Ryan Day. I think Ryan Day is an offensive genius, and he's continued that recruiting level. And in fact, he's kind of kept it up in that top five and maybe even increased it from what Urban Meyer was doing. So that's a good sign. So, yeah, if he has a step back this year, I think he's built up the opportunity to have a couple mulligans. I don't think it's Coker territory, but that name did come up in that comparison. A more modern example would probably be Lincoln Riley, who took over. He was handpicked by Bob Stoops, and, you know, maybe they weren't winning national titles at Oklahoma since 2000, but they were consistently winning the Big 12, and they were really the dominant program there. So, just to walk right in and take over a conference title team, that's the other comparison. And he's kept it right up there. Again, offensive genius. So I think that these two guys stand out more from Coker in that they are good X's and O's. They are ace recruiters. They're younger guys that really seem to identify with the locker room, and I think they're in better shape.
Buckeye spring game you mentioned. By the way, Josh up in London, Ohio, says, Bill, Ohio State had 4,500 tickets available. Capacity for the game is going to be 21K. So I didn't quite know. Everybody's got their own rules, and I don't know what each individual school does with their attendance and their capacity for a spring game. But, yes, I want to – and I'll tell you what, I should know this. Notre Dame's spring game is – maybe it's – a week or so away. I think they're about halfway through, but that's a spring game. As much as I don't like spring games, the Notre Dame spring game with the Jack Cohn situation at quarterback, probably the starter. Drew Pine apparently is having a good spring as well up there in South Bend, but that's a spring game that I might pay attention to.
Yeah, I think that's a May 1st one.
Is it May 1st? Okay.
Yeah, but I noticed there, looking at it, that for TV it says it's on Peacock, and I'm not really an expert on this. I think that's their pay-per-view. That's their additional thing. So I wonder if these networks are going to start clipping us with these, you know, pay-per-view games. I don't know, but because historically that was always on NBC, and that was, yeah, I agree. That was one of those you wanted to always tune into. And that was, you know, one of the originals, too. I mean, now most of them are televised or on pay-per-view, but back then it was only a handful that were on each year, and that was one of them. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I think that'll be interesting there at quarterback. You know, again, that's a program that reloads pretty well and recruits in the top 12, top 10 every year. And Brian Kelly has shown staying power. So, I mean, right when you think that the program might take a step back, they consistently churn out W's. So, yeah, that'll be a good one, too.
And looking at Florida with Emory Jones at quarterback, he is the, again, incumbent down there with Anthony Richardson, a little bit younger quarterback, as his top threat. That particular situation, how it ends up, I would assume they'll trot out when they start play here in September. I would assume Emory Jones trots out there, but always with Dan Mullen, he is so good at transitioning the next quarterback. That one is one that will be fun to watch.
Yeah, I was gonna make the same point about quarterbacks because, of course, the last couple of years he had rotated Emory Jones into the lineup, even despite having a Heisman candidate there with Kyle Trask. So, and historically did that with Tebow and Chris Leak as the coordinator there in 08 and or 2006. So I agree. Yeah, it'll be Emory Jones the starter. But look for both to get a lot of playing time, and who knows how that might shift. And really, another key with Florida, a couple things. Looking at how their receivers reload, of course, losing Kyle Pitts, who's in the top five on some mock drafts, it's incredible to see a receiver, a tight end that high. He's gone. And then their defense really was what held them back, I think. You know, I had them winning the SEC. I was halfway there. They won the East, which was nice. But to have gone that extra step and won the conference, I thought their defense would be a little bit better than it was. And, you know, it's uncharacteristic for a Ty Grantham defense. So let's see how they fix that and patch that up this year. They always have all the talent in the world. It's always a great recruiting school, especially on defense. So I'm interested to see that in the spring game, how they look on D.
Also, a player that we waited years to see him perform the way he performed, but Kadarius Toney also is moving on to the NFL and maybe a late first, second round type pick. But Nick Saban even said after the SEC championship game and Florida scored all those points, they had two matchup nightmares for anybody, us or who it, any other team, and that would be Pitts and also Toney. So replacing Toney will be interesting too.
Yeah, that's a guy that got involved in many parts of the game out of the slot, but really in the run game too, reverses, jet sweeps. I remember right out of the gate against Ole Miss, he had a highlight play.
Oh, yeah.
Like kind of an 80-yard carry. He was juking people, and I was thinking, man, he's going to be a matchup nightmare, and, you know, it ended up being true. And then, yeah, the complete total opposite was Pitts, who was the huge frame, you know, 6'6 guy. He's actually from our region in PA, and I saw him in the high school playoffs. Imagine him, you know, it's a mismatch nightmare for SEC corners. Imagine him against some of these rural, you know, Pennsylvania schools. He was tearing it up in high school and was a standout ever since, so. Yeah, we'll see how they reload. And it's kind of a important year for Dan Mullen to have some staying power there in the SEC East. You don't want to be a one-and-done. And you know that Georgia's reloading into a playoff-caliber team again. So let's see how Florida can handle a little bit of a transition year.
Brett, tell everybody how they can get all of your information.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. It's at Pick6Previews on Twitter and pick6previews.com. And it's an annual season preview book, comes out every June. It's a one-man show. It's just me. I'm covering all 65 Power 5 teams. Graded most accurate preview by Stassen.com in the last 9 years. So looking to make that the full decade this year and a few months away from that.
Good stuff, sir. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Bill. See you.
Appreciate it very much. There he is. Brett Ciancia, Pick 6 Previews.